Once upon a time, in a land far, far away. The season can feel this way to us. Advent, Christmas, fairy tale, all. Nice, but for most, probably not really life-changing. A cute time of year with kids and presents and Santa. Even our most overtly religious activities can tell us this. Christmas pageants or nativity plays, those aw-shucks moments when the elementary school choir sings Silent Night, a second grader plays a very active rock, the donkey invariably runs off with the baby. Cute, but not really life-changing. Fairy tale stuff, meant more for the kiddos than for any mature adult. We might not normally out and out say this, but our actions can seem to point in this way. So when we read our scriptures today, we can be excused if we struggle to apply them directly to our lives. Jerusalem, take off your robe of mourning and misery. Put on the splendor of glory from God forever. The first words of our readings, which Laura proclaimed for us, prophecy from the book of Baruch, seem fit for long ago, not quite here. Is this all fairy tale? All too good to be true? All things just left in childhood? Before we say all that, let's take a closer look. In this passage, Baruch sees the exiled people returning home, using a familiar image from the Bible and perhaps even from our own streets. For God has commanded that every lofty mountain be made low, and that the age-old depths and gorges be filled to level ground. Who knew New Orleans was the model of the New Jerusalem? No hills, no valleys, all very flat, just the way God seemed to intend it. Now, our gospel does add, in relation to John the Baptist's mission, that rough ways will be made smooth, so perhaps those potholes might jerk us back into reality some. But there's something worth noticing here, something worth seeing a message brought perhaps just a little nearer to our feet. And the introduction to John the Baptist does this too, as Luke lists all these details. In the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate, governor of Judea, Herod, tetrarch of Galilee, his brother Philip, tetrarch of the regions of Iturea and Trachonitis, Lysanias, the tetrarch of Abilene, Annas and Caiaphas, serving as high priests, the word of God came to John, the son of Zechariah, in the desert. Why does Luke do this? It can't merely be to see if the priest or deacon can keep up with his pronunciation guide, right? It's to plant it all in history, that this isn't just some legend or beautiful story. It happened on this earth at a given time among a given people. Okay, but doesn't this just get us back to where we started, with a history lesson or a cute little pageant? We need more than to be living on a flattish piece of land to know really that God is coming to us. Jerusalem, take off your robe of mourning and misery. Put on the splendor of glory from God forever. Where? How? When? This year, I have additional responsibilities with Notre Dame Seminary. I was happy to take them on because the parish gets some money out of this. This week, though, I got the real payoff. I met with the 29 seminarians who are doing their apostolate work with us in our school classrooms and on our territory streets, with neighboring churches and with those considering entrance into our church, with our needy and our youth. They each had to write a theological reflection. Point out one moment of ministry this last semester that they learned or grew or perhaps even struggled in their role. Without exaggeration here, they were beautiful. These men having taken us into their hearts, escaping the rain during a house visit to find a lesson in hope, being present to dramatic life events for a scholar in our school, dealing with anger and joy and a handful of drunks. This isn't a story of long ago. It's a story of God trying to straighten roads in our midst right now. Jerusalem, take off your robe of mourning and misery. Put on the splendor of glory from God forever. May we notice it. Give God glory for it. Take up our rightful robe. The Lord is coming in time, in our parish, in our lives. It's not too good to be true. It includes us as well.